Seems both sides, Democrats, Republicans, are digging in their heels and we're bracing for what could be across-the-board spending cuts from sequestration on the first of the next month. Joining us live is Stan Conlander, who's a partner with Corvus Communications. Stan, good morning. It's nice having you with us today. All of these cuts, which would take place, and we were just talking with Congressman Moran from Northern Virginia this morning, who believes that they will, unfortunately, take place. Will they send us into a position where we could fall back into recession?
Well, they certainly have that potential for two reasons. One is it will decrease economic activity, both in local area and the country as a whole. I mean, we're talking about $85 billion in spending cuts that would have to be taken over the next few months. So that's not insignificant, especially when businesses, consumers aren't spending and trade isn't helping very much, and state and local governments are cutting back. So, I mean, this is not a great time for something like this to be going into effect. But the second reason it might hurt is psychologically. I mean, we've already seen some of this with government agencies starting to pull back on hiring and letting new contracts back in the last quarter of last month. A lot of the consumers saying, and businesses locally, wherever there's a large concentration of federal employees, saying, you know what? We're going to hold off on investing in anything or hiring new people until we see what's going to happen. So there's nothing good about this. It's the worst time it could possibly happen, and it should just be canceled.
And we're so focused on sequestration, but there are 2014 budget deadlines that would hit right as sequestration would, and there's also the possibility of a government shutdown in a little more than a month.
Yeah, let me state this as directly as possible. What's about to happen in March is going to make the fiscal cliff look like a picnic. All right.
Why do you say that, Stan?
Well, thank you for asking.
good setup.
I thought you'd never ask. You've got the sequester on March 1. You've got a potential government shutdown on March 28th. In between, the Senate and House will be considering their own budgets. The president's budget will come out, there's going to be a series of budget events over a period of 4 weeks that could end up with spending levels way below where they are now because of the sequester and a potential shutdown. And if anybody listening remembers the shutdowns from 95 and 96, and I do, they were not fun. They were not fun at all.
Unbelievable. There goes momentum. Stan, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Take care.
Stan Conlander, partner with Corvus Communications and a federal budget expert.